You remember those little ditties we used to say as kids about sticks and stones breaking our bones, but names never hurting us? Well, recent work in the social sciences is showing that it's not quite like that. Searing accusations and demeaning comments burn their way into our psyche, and the words often remain regardless of what's said subsequently. Those criticisms that hurt can continue to do their harm. They can live inside us with a sad, unrelenting power. And too often, the critical words our parents said to us that hurt are the first to come to our tongues when we're frustrated with others. It's better to have a broken leg than a broken soul. The damage that sticks and stones can do can heal with time. No wonder the old book talks a lot about the tongue and how it can be used to ignite the fires of hell. How about monitoring your mouth this week to see whether or not your mouth is breaking or healing? I'm Mal Garvin.